Reish says that since the one should make the bracha boimay reish and a avuka which is made of a few wicks together, what they call a havdalah candle nowadays. Mr. Rebu says it's a hidden to make it out of wax. Being also from the Prima Garden that a person has only one candle, and he can make havdalah on one candle. Reish mishayimish emein roi avuka tov lavik ne'acher l'tzorach havdalah chutz mineh miuchad l'hoyer babayis. Those that say that you have to make a special candle for the havdalah, you should not use the candle that is used to light the house. If you have candle at home, it should be hekeh that this is made l'shem hamitzvah. If there's a candle already lit and you light a new candle and you could put it next to each other, that's also in a fashion that the flames will unite. That's the type of hukah, then you should do that. So if you don't have a candle that is like a havdalah candle, you could take two candles, put them next to each other, also in a fashion that they have one flame. That's also considered like a buka. Ramothus and Eshish, which they see as mikra buka. Yeah. 2 wicks is considered also this type of a buka. Torch. If you have a bunch of wicks stuck together in the middle, that's considered 1 wick. It's not considered a buka. It has to be some separation of wax between 1 week and the other, even if they're woven together afterwards. Siv Gimbo. Noigim the stack of the kapas, ayodayim ubisiponayim, at the time that we use the light for the boire moire eish. Midik to look at the palms of one's hands and his fingernails. To Mechalit, it says you have to have a typological differentiation between one coin and the other. And we use the, instead of coins, we use the fingernails, the mazil, to differentiate between the fingernail and the skin. Also, fingernails are considered a simen brocha, because they're constantly growing. That's also the question, if you look at the different lines imprinted into your palm, that's also a simen for a bracha. Ramah says, Yesh liros b'tziponu yad yamin l'lechaz akoy v'yatzmo. You should hold the cup in your left hand and look at the palms and the fingernails of the right hand. Yesh likvoy t'tzvoy t'torcha yad shoz v'ek t'ziponayim m'akafiz v'tachas. You should fold the fingers into your palm, that way you're seeing the fingers and the skin of the palm together. Bruce says the 4 fingers are gav ha'gudum. Put your thumb on the top of your palm and fold your fingers over it. You still see the rest of your palm and the folded fingers and the fingernails. Siv dalet eim avochem al ner ad sheyusu le'oil. We should not make a bracha on the candle till you have pleasure from its light. Then she is somakloy. It's close enough that we want to be able to differentiate between a coin from this country to a coin of another country. So if you want to eat to Bari Marish, you have to bring yourself closer to the fire. We'll have someone bring the fire to you. We also have that level of anoa.